Storytel presents Silent Voices by Margit Sanomo. Part 39 in the Legend of the Ice People series. Narrated by me, Nina Indis. The Legend of the Ice People. The Legend of the Ice People begins many centuries ago with Tengel the Evil. He was ruthless and greedy, and there was only one way to get everything that he wanted. He had to make a pact with the devil. He traveled far into the wilderness and summoned the devil with a magic potion that he had brewed in a pot. Tengel the Evil gained unlimited wealth and power, but in exchange, he cursed his own family. One of his descendants in every generation would serve the devil with evil deeds. When it was done, Tengel buried the pot. If anyone found it, the curse would be broken. So the curse was passed down through Tengel's descendants, the Ice People. One person in every generation was born with yellow cat's eyes, a sign of the curse, and magical powers which they used to serve the devil. One day, the most powerful of all the cursed Ice People would be born. This is what the legend says. Nobody knows whether it is true, but in the 16th century, a cursed child of the Ice People was born. He tried to turn evil into good, which is why they called him Tengel the Good. This legend is about his family. Actually, it is mostly about the women in his family. The women who held the fate of the Ice People in their hands. Part 1. The Door That No One Could Open. Chapter 1. On the third night at the inn it returned, the anxiety that Ellen hadn't felt since that frightening event in her childhood. She sat up in bed, motionless, ready to jump. Despairing, she looked for a sensible lifeline to hold on to, but got the impression that the muffled, heavy breathing was not just her own, but was emanating from the entire house. The inn sign outside the small leaded windows creaked in the wind. Alone, alone, alone in the house, throbbed her pulse. Alone in a long, low, 250-year-old house full of nooks and crannies, with empty stables and creaking stairs, small misshapen rooms. And that room. Sitting at a table outside the restaurant in Oslo Studentelunden Park, it had all sounded so quaint. An ideal job for someone who had just graduated and needed to earn a little money during the summer vacation. That day, the sun had been shining on the cheerful umbrellas and bright summer clothes, and there had been the buzz of voices and laughter. And Vivi had encouraged Ellen in her overly confident state.
We passed that inn last year, Vivi said eagerly. It's a fantastic place, a genuine old-fashioned inn, so ancient and picturesque that you just can't believe it. You've got to answer that ad.
Ellen folded a newspaper with a list of situations vacant. I can easily handle a receptionist's job, she said in a carefree tone, forgetting for a moment her tendency to be impractical and her incurable optimism, which sometimes broke down barriers for her and sometimes landed her in hopeless fixes. But I expect lots of people will be applying for it.
Not that far out in the wilderness, said Vivi. There isn't another town for miles around. Just forest and then more forest, until all you can dream about is spruce trees for weeks afterwards.
But there can't possibly be an inn right in the middle of such dense forest, can there?
No, of course there's a village of sorts nearby. A tourist centre, that kind of thing. The inn was presumably built by an old ferry dock on the river. They serve wonderful food and there's a huge fireplace and...
I'll apply for the job, Ellen decided.